Hi everyone, this is Dan Tallarico, and today I'm with
Krista Cardone
and
James Foreman
at gmail.com. Jim.Foreman@gmail.com.
Thank you. So JF, you just got here. What are your feelings on the party so far?
I think it's great. I've had a little bit of margarita.
Tell me about that drink.
It's good. It's very spicy. When it's part of this delicious combination, I will.
Tequila makes James Foreman's clothes fall off, I heard.
Tell me about your clothes, because you're not wearing as much as I thought you would be wearing.
No, because last year I made the mistake of wearing like 8 layers.
And now you're wearing shorts.
I'm wearing shorts from The Gap. I'm wearing shoes. I don't know what they are, but they're espadrilles. I mean, I don't know where they're from.
Okay, just to put this in perspective, this is not a free event. This is not the regatta that you have to pay at least a dollar to. This is a classy event that funds one of the best museums in Pittsburgh.
It was classy until you got here, Dan.
And tell me again, what are you wearing below your waist?
I'm wearing shorts.
Okay, just so we know.
I like to call them short pants.
Well, they go past your knees a little bit.
I know. They shouldn't.
Capris, okay?
I'm going to roll them up like we used to do, like the girls did in private school.
Hey.
That's hot.
To show off their privates.
Get your butt hanging out there.
Just my knees. I have great legs, and I need to show them off. Look at those calves.
Wow, those are just, like, very statuesque.
That's what they call me.
So, what are your goals for this evening?
There are a lot of girls here dressed like hookers.
I was just noticing that.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. So, the clientele here, cheap, affordable, like, what's going on?
Oh, I don't know if they are.
Most of it. I'm not worried about that.
Probably.
I think the open bar will do most of the work.
Right. Who doesn't get laid when they go to a garden party, right?
Said she's not putting out until the way home.
Oh. Well, I'm not going home with her, so...
Well, no, we told her it was part of the date that she had, too.
Well, she's not going to put out here in a porta potty?
She was a bad choice for a date. I don't know what to tell you.
They do have a lot of porta potties this year. I think last year there was a lot of fornication outside of porta potties. And they figured...
Are you trying to tell us something, Dan?
I had a porta-potty incident once at an event. Not sex-related.
Tell us about that.
Is it poop-related?
Okay, Krista, I'll edit that out. What you just said.
I can take out the slack because I knew somebody who... We were at a concert and he disappeared for 10 minutes maybe with some girl. And then he came back without the girl. And I was like, what happened, dude? And he goes, I just fucked this girl in the ass in a porta-potty. And we were like, whoa, that's awesome. We're at Ozfest. Let's drink.
All right, special guest, Andrea, what are you wearing?
Oh, hey, I'm wearing this black dress with neon flowers on it.
What are you eating?
It's a gnocchi taco.
Gnocchi?
Mm-hmm.
This is from the Pittsburgh taco truck?
This is correct.
So you're one of the first people in Pittsburgh to taste their tacos. What do you think?
It is delicious. It's really good, and I will buy more tacos from the truck.
Wow.
That is an endorsement.
Okay. Are you in any way affiliated with them? Is there anything we should know about?
They parked that truck 2 streets from my house. I do know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's considered anything, but they're quasi-neighbors.
Okay, well, that's great. Keep it in the neighborhood.
Still interviewing people.
I think we're done here. The Urban Garden Party is kicking off. We got to go. There's Mad Hatters here. There's Queens. We got Jokers. We got tacos. Sponsored by Audi and Fizz Energy Drink. Fuzz, I don't know what it's called.
The Audi.
Crystal won the Audi. This just in.